What's up, everybody? This episode of Arc Junkies is sponsored by WeldDevils.com. For welder-inspired merch like t-shirts, hats, and coffee mugs, WeldDevils.com is your one-stop shop. WeldDevils.com, we are devils. From Podcast Detroit Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan, this is Arc Junkies. All right, let's do this, everybody. Welcome to episode 15 of Arc Junkies. I'm your host, Jimmy McKnight, and it has been a very, very eventful week. I'm sure most of you have seen, or most of you at least that listen to this show, have seen the activity on the Arc Junkies Instagram accounts about the spam accounts, and you saw the video that I put out about exposing these people and what they are and what they do. And today we're actually going to dive into that a little bit and shed some light on this Sunfrog epidemic. For those that are unfamiliar with Sunfrog, Sunfrog is a paid-to-order shirt service. They are, you submit your logo to these to this company, and then you can print shirts. That way, you are not sitting on, there's no loss of capital for you. You're not sitting on, you know, 25 medium-sized t-shirts that you just can't sell, and you end up giving them away and losing money. So that's why these companies have sort of started to show up more and more and more and more. It's not just Sunfrog. There's Teespring and a whole bunch of others that do this kind of stuff. Teespring being the big one, and Sunfrog being a direct copy of Teespring. So what is happening is what at least caught my attention is I noticed a picture of mine with my face on it shared to this account called @welder.love. And when I went to this page, I noticed that, you know, everybody kind of gets a little tiffy when there's not credit given on your content when it's being shared. I mean, obviously, it's your original content. You should be get credit for your content that you put out there. But what's happening is these accounts are sharing our content, which, yes, thank you for the publicity. However, they're doing it to peddle their own merchandise, which the merchandise that they're selling. Now, everybody loves cool welding shirts, okay? But what they're doing is they're making welding shirts, but they're also taking people's welders' logos and even big welding company logos and slapping them on these shirts and selling them and making a profit. I've even seen companies like Black Stallion. There's no end to what they're doing. And I'm getting messages every day now since I've started this from welders saying, my logo was stolen too. What can we do? Well, let's get into this a little bit. I've been met with more than one response with this. Most of the response has been supportive and people are like, yes, let's figure this out. Let's stop this kind of stuff from happening. I've also had response of who cares? And I mean, I get that. I get the response of who cares. And if you are a hobbyist Instagrammer and you just use it to pass the time and check out sweet welding pics, bro, then absolutely. Why would you care? But if you are using Instagram for what it is meant to be, as a tool, as a content producer, or as a business, then this is something that we definitely need to take a look at, because at the bottom line of it, it is copyright infringement. So how much money can, and I've, oh, that was the other response I've got too, is how much money could they really make off of one shirt? Well, let's get into this. According to Business Insider, we're going to use Teespring as an example just to show you what can actually be done with this. According to businessinsider.com, people like George Williams made $2 million in 10 months selling shirts. That's million. 2 million, a big juicy M million, along with 20 other sellers on Teespring have cleared over $1 million in 1 year. Other sellers like Mark Bulos, $175,000 in a year. Kim Springer, $250,000 a year. And with investors throwing millions of dollars at these companies to keep them around because they see the type of income that they generate, they're not going away anytime soon. And it's not like they're doing anything wrong. These companies are legit companies. Sunfrog is a legit company. Teespring is a legit company. And they are 100% protected by law that they can't be sued for copyright infringement. They have a whole thing against it. And if you notice that something of yours is being used and sold on their site, they have to take it down as part of the deal. But they're not going to get in trouble for it because they're not the user that put it out there. All they did is print it. And with how many people use these services, it's next to impossible for them to monitor every single one. So that leaves it up to us to bring attention to these companies on what is happening. So what can we do to protect ourselves, or how do we stop something like this from happening? Basically, all you can really do, no, you're never going to be able to stop the sharing of your content. So all that you can do is 100% make sure that you are watermarking every single thing you're posting out there with a trademarked logo. It has to be trademarked, because if it's not, they can just take it, and it's a lot harder to get the job done on your end, because once it's taken from you, now you actually have copyright infringement suit. You can actually do something. Other than that, you've kind of lost in the long run. And then I get from people, oh, just block them and move on. Well, the problem with that is, yes, you can just block these people and move on, but ignoring the problem never solves the problem. And not only that, these spam accounts that are showing up selling these merchandise on Instagram, they're like Hydra. You cut one head, two more take its place. And that's true. That's how they are. There's so many being run by bots that they're just out there and in abundance. There are so many. So yes, you can sit there and block them all you want, but they're going to keep coming back. And eventually you're going to run out of people that you can block. And you can report these too, but eventually you're going to run out of being able to report things too. And Instagram's going to look at you as a user that is kind of a nuisance, and you're just reporting things. However, what I've found to be effective is really what we have to do is educate the new user and the newcomer to the welding community. And I'm new to this myself. Okay. I just started my Instagram account in July and got Arc Junkies rolling since July. So, I mean, this is all brand new to me as well. I'm being exposed to all of this. And now I am actually trying to just bring awareness to guys that are coming in after me as, hey, you know, this is what this is. And a lot of guys, I've spoken to a lot of different people, you know, people that have been in this game for a long time. They're like, yeah, you know, we just ignore it. We know they're there. But for the new guys, the newcomers, they don't. So what I'm trying to do is just educate and bring awareness to the fact that these spam accounts are out there and they are using your content as free advertisement for what they're doing to sell their merchandise. Now, it's not illegal. It's just highly unethical. There's nothing right about it. So protect your content, 100% mark everything with a trademarked logo that you put out there. So as like I said before, how you won't be able to stop it, you'll at least be able to let people know where the original content comes from, because they might be, some of these accounts, they will give credit, but I've noticed lately that they're not anymore. They're just throwing stuff out there. Another effective measure is, instead of blocking and reporting, is comment on the pictures. Okay. And then do it, you know, let these people know that, hey, this is a spam account. These people are using my content to sell their goods. That way, when the next guy goes to these, and sees the, your content being put out there on another account, they are going to know that, hey, this didn't come from here. And you'll be able to direct that user to your account and hopefully hit these people in the wallet where it really counts, because they're profiting off of your content. Because once your content brings these people to their site, now they're open to their merchandise. And if they do not know, then they're going to buy it. And we're supporting it. And that's what we're trying to stop ultimately. So really all we can really do is, if your content is stolen and you notice it, you have to contact Sunfrog. Now, I have been in contact with Sunfrog and I've shown them what is happening. And I even said to them, like, please take a look at what is happening, how Sunfrog is basically synonymous with spamming. Every time you see Sunfrog in someone's bio, it's almost guaranteed a spam account, unfortunately. And it sucks. And it's not just happening to the welding community. It's happening to every single trade community on Instagram. See, now on Facebook, what these people are doing, and they're on Facebook too. They're on Teespring. They're on Sunfrog. They're on Facebook. They're on Instagram. They're everywhere. And what they're doing is, like, say on Facebook, they're investing in the Facebook ads and they're using the Facebook ads to draw people to their product. And a lot of these people, I mean, they're not even trying to hide what they're stealing. I've seen them use weld porn as a main icon to bring people to their site. Like I said before, Black Stallion's logo was used on a shirt, and this was a shirt that was given away at FabTech this year. I mean, they're not even trying. They're blatantly stealing this stuff and turning a profit. So, talking to Sunfrog and letting them know what is happening. You have to bring awareness to the subject. Ignoring it, it will never go anywhere, and it's a constant nuisance to this community and a serious injustice to all of the other trade communities. So, I've been in contact with Sunfrog with a guy named Brent Lovelace, and Brent is, and this was not exactly an easy email to get. The person that got me this contact was hung up on three separate times trying to get this. So, I mean, this, a lot of guys, the company just seems to either not know, or they're too busy, or all in all, they just don't care. And they don't have to care, really, until it becomes a copyright legal issue. So protect yourself, bring awareness to Sunfrog, let them know what's happening, bring awareness to Teespring, let them know what's happening. And while it may not be illegal, try our absolute best to bring awareness to the next user to let them know that they are supporting these spam accounts by liking their pictures, following these accounts. And that's the other thing. For people that are new to the Instagram welding community in general, take a second look at what picture you're actually liking, the account it's linked to. Take a second look at the actual account that you're liking it from. Because, I mean, I understand when you get into Instagram and you start, you're just liking pictures and following accounts, trying to build up your following, trying to get people to notice that you're here and you're doing things. However, that can really turn around to bite you in the ass. It really can, because A, you're not being genuine by liking all those things right away, and you're not even really taking the time to look at the account it's coming from. Take a second look. Just take a second to look at the pictures that you're liking. Take a second to look at the followers that you're following and or the accounts that you're following to make sure that they're 100% legit. And if you see Sunfrog in there and they're selling welding shirts, well, sorry, it's not right. There are plenty of companies out there doing it 100% legit, selling awesome welding shirts. So it's not like we're just cutting away our supply of badass welding shirts. And it's not like we're taking capital away from these people either, because like I said, Sunfrog and Teespring are paid to order services. And these people, all they are doing is spending time ripping off designs from other people and putting stupid sayings around them to try to sell. All right, moving on. My guest this week is Peter Timbo from CK Worldwide, the standard in TIG welding. If you are a TIG welder, you have no doubt come across the CK Worldwide torch. This company has been around for over 50 years. And when I say they are the leader in producing these TIG torches, they are the leader. What they come out with, especially what I saw at FabTech, was absolutely mind-blowing. And me and Peter get into the nuts and bolts of CK Worldwide, where they started, what their integrity is, what their products are, and what you can look forward to coming in the next year. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, CK Worldwide. It was absolutely awesome meeting you at FabTech and seeing your booth and seeing the products that CK actually has. I was actually blown away. I had no idea that, I mean, TIG torches could be so versatile and so many different applications to accomplish the same end when it came to TIG torches. It was mind-blowing to me. And not to mention, your booth was absolutely fantastic. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that. Yeah, it's many years of hard work to come out with that many products. Obviously, a lot of them, you know, have come from, you know, needs within the industry. So that's, you know, one gets made and then we keep it in the product line and more people adopt it for, you know, either for a specific purpose or, you know, for something else that they can, you know, utilize it for.
So where do you and CK meet? Like, when did you start working for CK?
CK started for me about 2.5 years ago. So, I mean, I'll be around in about 3 years in June, I think. So just about 2.5.
Right on. Right on. Yeah. And congratulations, by the way, on the news of the baby, man. I didn't want to keep going and forget that.
It's been, as anyone knows, you know, it's quite the journey once you start down that path. So, but everything's going good and my wife's happy. So, I'd say that's almost probably the least of our issues right now in terms of life. So everything's going smooth. So yeah, I appreciate that, though.
Hey, anytime, man. I'm a new father myself. So I'm totally there with you. I get it.
Yeah, trials and tribulations coming up.
Hell yeah. But circling back to FabTech, what kind of response does your company get after an event like that?
Well, you know, during the event, obviously, is when it's the strongest. You know, there's such interest. You know, mostly what we see a lot at these types of shows versus like our international type show that we do in, you know, the Schweissen und Schneiden show in Germany. This one's more focused on end users. And so we get to see a lot of those people who, you know, down the line use our product and really like to represent our brand, you know, so they get to come out, they get to see what, you know, like you got to experience, got to see what we're all about and, you know, got to walk away with some cool giveaways. Also got to meet, you know, some cool experts as you got to see out there at the show. So,
right. So you find that the networking is really at the all time high at an event.
Yeah, it is. And so, you know, a lot of our follow up afterwards is just making sure everyone's taken care of, you know, whether we've, you know, met welding instructors who need supplementary information or maybe even other distributors that don't have as good a connection with us that want to start doing more business. So, you know, it's a door opener for a lot of things and also for continued conversations afterwards. So
What do you think it was that really put CK on the map and really got people to notice what you guys were and what you guys are all about?
Well, you know, a lot of it comes just from the people who use our products. And really, that's what I have to attribute a large part of it to, is just those people that grind every single day using our torches. And, you know, the product speaks for itself. And that's what you're seeing, is just people out there every day grinding away using our torches and our other consumables in tungsten and, you know, knocking it out of the park, just doing great work with it. And, you know, having a product that's reliable, as well as having, you know, customer service and technical support that backs it up. So I think just those things, you know, all work together in unison to form, you know, this cohesive partnership. And as you see, it just keeps continuing to grow every year as we see more people wanting to be involved in the booth and more people showing up to the booth as well.
So at the research and development level of your torches, what do you guys take into consideration when trying to come up with a new innovation for the TIG torch?
A lot of the times it's just, you know, it's per, you know, experience. So, you know, a lot of the times we usually create something new dependent, like I said before, on whether there's a need for a specific product. And, you know, we'll tailor something or slightly change something that we already have in order to fit someone's needs. So, you know, a lot of the other products that you can see that we have in our line, FlexLock, MicroTorch, the trim line, those all came from, you know, specific instances where there was, you know, a need for that torch, and then it got adopted as a whole into the product line. So usually, you know, if you take a look at it as a whole, it's generally, you know, from the users. It's those people who are using the torches that have a project that they can't figure out a way around. And, you know, we create a torch that can help them with that, you know, or can offer a torch that we know will be able to help them with that sort of project.
You know, that's a very, very cool aspect of a company. The fact that you actually listened to the end user. Everybody knows who CK Worldwide is, and most use your torches.
Yeah, we do the best that we can as well. And obviously we can't create everything that anyone ever comes up with too, just because, you know, the adoption rate wouldn't match, you know, what we're outputting to do that research, development and production as well. But, you know, we do our best to try and tailor, you know, our products to what we see in the market and how people are responding to those products. So, you know, we do what we can and just try and listen as good as we can as well.
So where are the roots of CK Worldwide? Where did that all kind of, where did CK really just start from?
Well, I guess, well, I'd start off by saying CK is a family business. It's owned by founder Art Kleppen. You know, it's resided in Auburn, Washington, where we've designed and manufactured since 1967. So this makes it our 50th anniversary in business. Basically, Art's mission was to create TIG welding into a more efficient process through the use of just materials that weren't being used in the market at the time. This probably mainly concerned the switch from using older phenolic or hard plastic type torches to the silicone rubber insulated torches. You know, But obviously you see last longer, resist arc outs, and then of course survive the inevitable drop to the floor,
right,
you know, at such a substantially higher rate than the phenolic torches. So that's kind of where it began. From there, his goal and daily motivation was to provide his customers and with products that his competition just didn't have and that would increase productivity, saving time and money. So that's kind of where it spawned from. And then from there, you know, a lot of our other products got created. Like, let's say our Flex Lock, the Micro Torch, like I said, the trim line, our Super Flex cables, our gas saver kits with the Pyrex cup, wedge collets, just a lot of industry changing type products. And that's just kind of where it spiraled from there.
So what are some of the things that the end user can really look forward to coming from CK Worldwide in the future that you can talk about?
Well, you know, obviously in the past a couple years, we've really, you know, taken a change, and we've edged out into the machine market, coming out with our MT200 AC-DC. It's a fantastic little machine. We're working on having a complimentary machine coming out next year at some time. We just don't have a good timeline on that as well. We like to, you know, pick people's ears up because they do want a more powerful machine as well, to do some of those more, you know, water cool oriented jobs as well, higher amperage. But the biggest thing that we actually have coming out here soon is should be coming out at the beginning of the year, and that's our UltraTIG torch package series. So that's basically going to be a combination of 50 years of innovation into one TIG torch package. So basically, oh, wow, all our greatest innovations into one torch handle that'll come with the steady grip attachment if you want, super flex cables, leather Velcro hose cover, rotating ball strain relief, a new textured, new design torch handle, and then you can choose between three of our master TIG torches to fit within that package. And that also come with the first of its kind accessory kit that actually has the gas saver with the Pyrex cup in it. So,
man, I'm getting goosebumps just from hearing you say all the add-ons that's coming with that. That's so cool.
Lots of stuff for sure.
Hell yeah. So now you had mentioned the convention in Germany. What was the name of that?
That one is called Schweißen und Schneiden. So it's welding and cutting.
Okay.
Convention. Okay. And so that one this year was in Dusseldorf, Germany. Normally it's in Essen, which I think is just a little bit farther west and north. So that'll be back in 4 years. We'll be back in Essen. I think that's because they were redesigning the pavilion there. Well, but I mean, that one blows your doors off. If you think, I mean, FabTech's big, but man, this one is just spread out between so many different buildings. And I mean, you just get lost in there. It's just amazing. But wow, for that show, you know, it's a little bit more focused on our worldwide distributors and reinforcing those relationships as well as making new ones. So, but that's just an awesome time, I mean, as you can expect.
Oh, yeah. So do you notice a difference between the welders on that side of the pond versus the welders over here as far as their needs and wants, or are they kind of similar? Okay.
Oh, yeah, quite a bit different. There's a big push for remote-only amperage controls. They don't use foot pedals. So mostly it's any sort of remote amperage control, and a lot of them use multifaceted button type styles. And you meet people from every different country, and they all use something different too. And that's the amazing part, is there's such a vast array of need within such a small area too. You know, you compare it to the United States and just every single different country. And in France, you know, a perfect example is they use a Lamel, which is it's a lever type amperage control, which we don't really have much of anything that's comparable here in the US. So it's just, you know, it's interesting to see those dynamics and those changes from country to country.
Yeah, I would say so, man, because I mean, it just blows my mind, the, you know, the differences between the two, even though it's the same end result, just the wants and needs from over there to over here.
You got to just chalk it up probably to cultural differences. I mean, I don't really know what else it is. It's just personal preference and adoption rate, you know, within that country. So, you know, you can try and give them an option that's relative, or, you know, maybe look into creating something that would fit in line with what they use.
So, coming back to the States, is CK Worldwide starting anywhere else? Are you guys going to be doing any more conventions here or expos here other than FabTech?
We're looking into adopting a few others into our schedule. You know, we're already stretched a little bit thin. We don't have a super huge team, to be honest. You know, our operations are, our management team is only about six people strong, I think, or so. And we have under 50 employees total, I think, now at the current moment. So understand, we don't have a large amount of people to help with stuff. So we have to kind of pick and choose what are the most influential for us at the current time. And so that's why we choose FabTech, as it being one of the biggest conventions in America, and then doing the Essen show as well. But we do some smaller ones as well during the year. We're the primary vendor for the three largest buying groups in the United States. So that's the AIWD, the LDA, and the IWDC. And those are basically conglomerations of distributors. So they basically use their power to buy together and get, you know, steeper discounts through our company. But we, you know, we basically just try and facilitate that as best we can.
Going back to what you said about you're being the most influential in that niche of the business, you know, being the leader also tends to bring a lot of copycats. And I noticed with the post that you put the other day, I don't know if it was you directly, but
CK posted. That was from the show.
Yeah. And it looks like, you know, people are trying to ape your product almost every
week. You're going to get that with anything, you know, and you see it a lot in what's going on in the welding market right now. There's, you know, a lot of focus on people creating cups and different designs on diffusing lenses and such. And, and you know, you're always going to get copycats out there too. People who come to your booth and scout your products and take a look. And obviously if you're doing well, you know, the limelight's on you and there's attention. So you're going to get that anywhere. But the big difference being is they don't put the time or quality into making their products. You know, they copy it, they punch it out, and they don't test it,
right?
You know, and that's wherein lies your problem. So, you know, you end up getting something like that and thinking maybe it's compatible or works the same, and it just doesn't. You know, one small, you know, difference in internal diameter in some of those cups and trying to fit them over O-rings and such can mean a huge difference in your weld quality.
How does a company as big as CK deal with copycats like that? Do you just kind of chalk it off as, hey, you know, copycats are the biggest form of flattery? Or if it causes, I mean, does it depend on if it may cause a danger to somebody? Or
yeah, it just depends on the level to which they've gone after it. So, you know, in this current case, they stole a bunch of our imagery and such as well, even though I think their product is, you know, design wise different than ours, even though it looks quite the same. So, you know, it's just, you know, we obviously forward these on to our lawyer and, you know, address it as we deem appropriate. So, right. You know, we really haven't had too many huge issues with it, to be honest. And that's about all I know. I haven't been here long enough to see too much more of it come through. So this is probably the biggest example so far that I've seen.
So as a person that actually works for this company, I mean, how can you attest to the company's standards as a company, being somebody that's on the inside and actually works there and sees the ins and outs of how everything goes?
Well, you know, the company I worked for before this, and I was in the mortgage industry. I mean, let's just say the ethical guidelines weren't the greatest, to be honest. And, you know, just the people who worked within that industry and who I was around, it just, you know, the honesty just wasn't there, it seemed like. And that was the greatest part about moving to CK, is it's just, you know, being a smaller company, it's like a family too. And immediately I felt welcomed there, and everyone's trying to help everyone, no matter whether it's their job or not, you know. And that's what we have to do. We have to pick up the slack where it's needed, and if someone needs help, then you help them, you know, right away. And it's just an awesome environment, and you can see it dictated through the product and the service, and, you know, in turn the people purchasing the product, because of, you know, I think basically just because of the culture that's created within our business, you know, has dictated the outward appearance of our brand as well.
Right. And that does say a lot, man, especially from someone that's in there that can say the integrity of this company is at the utmost high. You put that much more effort into the research and development. You listen to the end user to create the product and give the end result to the end user. You know, it just really says that CK Worldwide has lifted that standard, or created the standard, in other words, and they're keeping
that's
it
right.
And, you know, staying the leader, really.
That's yeah. And that's what we're trying to do. And, just keep on trying to march forward with it. And, you know, people like you and everyone we see showing up in the booth and showing interest all have a part to play in that.
Very cool, man. I'm super interested to check out your TIG machines. I've been seeing a lot of reviews and a lot of news about them. I'm actually itching to get over there and try one out. And I want to thank you again so very much for coming on the show and explaining what CK Worldwide does and hopefully shedding some more light to the welding community about the integrity of the company and why it's important to do business with a company like CK.
Yeah, Jimmy, thank you very much for having me. So, it was great meeting you at the show. And here's to the future of welding here, right?
Hey, man, I'm trying. We're trying. Before I let you go, real quick, please plug the website and Instagram and social media that people can find your product and explore more if they choose.
Yeah, so you can find us on Instagram. That's probably our largest social media channel, as you can assume. If you're part of the welding community, that's mm-hmm. where it goes down. It's on Instagram, so you can find us at CK Worldwide. Or you can, of course, find us on any other social media. Just type in CK Worldwide, and then you can find us on the web at ckworldwide.com. Very easy. All our literature is online there. And if you have any questions, you can, of course, give us a call as well. So all that information is on the website.
Awesome. So, Peter, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. It was an absolute pleasure to have you, and I cannot wait to have you come back on because this was an absolute awesome discussion. So thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Take care.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening. That is it for this week for Arc Junkies. If you like what I'm doing or don't like what I'm doing, you can email the show, arcjunkies@gmail.com. This podcast is available wherever podcasts are downloaded. If you are an Apple iTunes user, please make sure to hit subscribe. That way you never miss an episode. And also leave a review because iTunes reviews are still the number one currency of podcasts. And that helps our show get higher on the rankings and reach more people. This is the number one welding podcast on iTunes. Thanks to all of you that submit, download, and listen. And until next week, stay safe and weld hard.